does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We're glad you're with us. One more hour of great championship basketball to talk about. We'll talk about all the action down at Gainbridge Fieldhouse today for the state finals and talk more NCAA tournament action. Coming up right now, though, the man himself, the busiest man you know. He has all the information you could possibly want and need on a busy Saturday night. It's Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, you are the man. Great to be with you and Brad Huber on Championship Saturday. All action from Gainbridge Fieldhouse has concluded for the day. Four state champions are in, and let's go over it all right now. The morning started with Class A, Indianapolis Lutheran, getting together with Southwood with the call. Here's Mark Forrester.
Lutheran gets the rebound. You just turned the clock, and they are the 1A boys basketball state champions in 2023, defeating Southwood 97-66. The self-described non-respected 1A Lutheran Saints. Now they'll get their respect as they grab their first boys basketball state championship in school history.
97-66, Lutheran over Southwood, as Mark Forrester said. First championship on the boys' basketball side in school history. They were last in the final in 2008. The day then went to 2A at 12:45 p.m. Fort Wayne Blackhawk and Linton Stockton. Here's Charlie Clifford.
Davidson hits the second free throw. The lead is 5. The clock is at 8. It's at 7. Hart turns it over, and Blackhawk Christian has come all the way back. 2A champions.
52-45, Fort Wayne Blackhawk wins their third championship in the last four seasons, 2019, 2021, and now 2023. Blackhawk closes the year with a record of 27-3, and they handed Linton Stockton only their second loss of the campaign. After a lunch break at 6 o'clock, things got back going, an instant classic played between Northwood and Guerin Catholic. The game required overtime, and with the finishing call, Jimmy Cook.
With 1.2 to go, 66-63. Cade Brenner will have one more. Two dribbles, sets, fires, missed it. Rebound, Moran's hoist for the win. It hits the top of the backboard, and that'll do it for the first time in program history. The Northwood Panthers are kings of Class 3A. They win the 2023 Class 3A State Championship 66-63 over the Guerin Catholic Golden Eagles in overtime.
As Jimmy Cook said, in overtime, 66-63, Northwood, they had only gone as far as a regional championship back in 2007. Their first ever trip to the state finals is a win, 66-63. Extra time required. It was a fabulous game, and just going final about 20 minutes ago, Ben Davis beating Kokomo 53-41. Ben Davis's fourth state championship, 1995. 1996, 2017, and now 2023. Kokomo, it was their ninth ever trip to the state finals. They still await their first state championship since 1961. Ben Davis defensively was fantastic, and that capped off the day at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Mental Attitude Award winners, Cole Weiner in Class A from Southwood. Nathan Frady from Linton Stockton was 2A's winner. In 3A, it was Ian Roush from Northwood. His brother Tyler also on the team. He got to be in the picture with their family, which was very cool. And in Class 4A, Shane Spear from Kokomo took home the award. In the NCAA tournament, Florida Atlantic upsetting Kansas State today to go to the Final Four, 79-76. And right now, UConn blowing the doors off Gonzaga with 3 minutes to go. It's 80-47. UConn up on the Zags. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Great day of basketball, the state finals for boys at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. You already know some of the winners. Obviously, the day started with the 1A battle, and that was a great one. Really was fun. That one went to Indianapolis Lutheran. Congratulations to them on a 97-66 win over Southwood. The next matchup, the 2A battle between Blackhawk Christian and Linton Stockton. Blackhawk Christian won that one 52-45. The 3A game, overtime win for Northwood 66-63, and Ben Davis has just won the 4A title. With me from the IHSAA Champions Network, Pete Smith, who worked on the 3A, 4A matchups. Pete, thank you so much. I know you've had a long day, long and busy day, but a satisfying day and some great basketball played down at Gainbridge Fieldhouse today.
Bob, the fieldhouse was electric. Thanks for having me on. The fieldhouse was electric tonight. Capacity crowd at night, particularly about the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter of the 3A game. Kokomo people were just packing the place, and just a wonderful evening here at Gainbridge tonight.
You know what? For those who think that crowd support or interest in our beloved game has diminished, are sadly wrong. It hasn't. I don't think it's going to happen. But, you know, we kind of figured coming in we'd have some really, really good games. You know, Lutheran was really, really solid. But the 2A game, which I was fortunate to do, was a great one. The games that you did, the 3A, 4A games, really, really solid games. So take me through the Northwood Guerin Catholic game that goes overtime. This is really a back-and-forth ball game, and it's a great run by both teams to put themselves in position to win it. Guerin Catholic, where you won a state championship, I know that you were probably clearly on the edge of your seat because of your relationship with everyone there and your relationship with the people at Northwood. This is a great, great matchup.
It was a great matchup. I knew coming in, Aaron Wolf's just done a wonderful job creating the program he wanted to. There were years when I was at Guerin during those two state championship runs, I thought Northwood would get here. And I was talking to Aaron and the assistants this week and before the game, and this is the team that got here, and they were a great team. On the other hand, Guerin Catholic fought like heck. I mean, you know, Northwood had a 14-point lead at one time, and Guerin didn't have a lead until the first overtime when Dylan Moran's made a free throw to put them up. So they couldn't hold on to it, obviously, but it was just a wonderful game. Northwood led the state in defense this year. They only gave up 35.6 points a game on the average. So for Guerin to score 63, there's nothing to hang your heads about. It's mm-hmm. just that Northwood in crunch time played super defense, and Cade Brenner had an unbelievable first half, 23 points, and It was just a game that came down to a couple stops at the end and who had the ball at the end and who made a stop or two. And congratulations to Coach Aaron Wolf and Superintendent Dr. Scott Croner and all those Panthers up there in Napanee and Wakarusa, Wanee schools.
You know, it's hard, Pete, to be ranked number one as long as Northwood has been ranked number one, because you know how it is. You're getting everybody's best shot. They elevate their game when they play you. Just to be able to maintain that type of pace. And I think it underscores the job that Aaron Wolf did with that group and how good they really are to be able to play that way all year long and wrap it up with a championship.
Yeah, and they went out, you know, they didn't retool their schedule. They did get the opportunity to play in the Hall of Fame Classic, which I think that mm-hmm. gave them a lot of confidence, leading Ben Davis, history-making team tonight later on that we'll talk about, leading Ben Davis at halftime of the Hall of Fame championship game. Could not hold on, but that was their last loss. And, you know, to crush teams like they did that were state-ranked, you know, they beat the seventh ranked team 72-35, and then they beat Lake Station. I'm talking about West Noble in that case. You know, mm-hmm. they just held teams to such low scores. So credit Guerin Catholic for being able to put up that many points
right.
and figure out
right.
you know how to score. But I'll tell you, they had great length. Northwood had great length. You know, the Roche boys, 6'8 and 6'6. Cade Brenner's a strong 6'3. You brought J.J. Payne off the bench, 6'5. That's pretty good length defensively.
Yeah.
and yeah. Aaron took advantage of it. You know, they out-rebounded Garand Catholic 30-24 and just did enough things to beat my Golden Eagles.
I know. I understand. I understand. Hey, I need you to hang on through the scoreboard update so we can talk about the Ben Davis win. Can you do that?
For you, anything, Coach.
Well, I appreciate that. I know it's been a long day, but I appreciate you staying with me. Pete Smith and I'll come back, talk some more basketball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. The tournament has officially come to an end, at least on the IHSAA side. Still some Elite Eight ball games tomorrow in the NCAA tournament, and of course the Final Four. Here are your final scores again today from Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The morning started with Indianapolis Lutheran crushing Southwood 97-66. First state title on the boys' basketball side for Lutheran in school history. Not the case, though, for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Three championships in the last four seasons for Matt Roth, his first. In his first campaign as the head coach with Blackhawk, 52-45. Blackhawk beating Linton Stockton impressively, handing Linton only their second loss of the season. Linton Stockton was a two-time state championship team prior to this ballgame. 3A after a lunch break, great game in overtime. Northwood, 66. Garing Catholic, 63. Remember, Northwood started that ball game on a 10-0 run. Cade Brenner, 28 points. 23 in the first half, by the way. He's heading to Huntington next year to play for Corey Alford, who is Steve Alford's son. Corey, by the way, is only 30 years old at the helm of that Huntington program. First state championship ever in boys basketball for Northwood. And then going final, about half an hour ago, Ben Davis, 53. Kokomo, 41. Kokomo was just 2 of 13 from the free throw line. That was the difference in the game. Ben Davis played fabulous defense. Champions in 95-96, 2017, and now 2023. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. I apologize for my voice going away. Pete Smith from the IHSA Champions Radio Network rejoins us. He had the call of... He was the color analyst on the 3A and 4A championships. Pete, Ben Davis just wrapped up their record-setting undefeated season, 53-41 over Kokomo. Jam-packed house. All the big-time coaches, all the high-level, high-energy, high-profile coaches in attendance, you name them, they were there to see a number of players, most notably probably Flory Badunga. Just a great, great night of basketball, capped off with a spectacular run by the Ben Davis Giants to do what not a lot of teams have been able to do, and that's go undefeated and win the state championship in our state.
No, and amazing when we were talking to Zane Dowdy after the game on the broadcast, Rob Moorhead was talking to him. He said, when we had our exit meetings last year after we'd lost in the regional to Cathedral, our goals not only was to win the state championship, was to go undefeated. So the amount of pressure you put on you and your team to say that and feel that way, and boy, they were able to back it up. Seven great seniors. I want to give a shout-out. Sheridan Sharp, Clay Butler, Sean Arnold, Zane Dowdy, Jesse Ferris, Jameer Cornell, and Lincoln Murph just blended together with a nice group of underclassmen. And they gelled. They were down, I want to say, seven times this year at halftime, which still, that's pretty good. You only have seven times at halftime. You play 32 minutes, as far as I know. And they were always able to come out in that third and fourth quarter and answer the bell. So congratulations to Coach Don Carlisle, Courtney James, my old buddy's varsity assistant there. They just, and tonight, Kokomo led 2-0. That was their only lead, 2-0. Ben Davis just kept the pedal to the metal enough. Kokomo went with some 1-3-1 half court trap that bothered Ben Davis a little bit, but they always gathered themselves. And tonight, Zane Dowdy was tremendous. So was Mark Zachary, 6-for-8 from the field. Zachary, the sophomore guard, had 16 points and was the MVP of the Hall of Fame. But Sean Arnold with 12, you know, they had three guys in double figures, and you still got Sheridan Sharp and Clay Butler, who are great players. Clay Butler, what a career he had. Didn't score tonight, you know, but didn't need to. Because everybody else picks each other up, and that's the trademark of this Giant team the last few years.
Pete Smith, I know you've had a long day. I really appreciate you taking time to call me. Pete was on the call of the win by Northwood in the 3A championship game and Ben Davis's win over Kokomo for 4A. Pete, thank you so much. I'll look forward to talking to you next year in the basketball season. Thanks for your time.
Sounds good, Coach Level. Thank you for what you do, buddy.
I appreciate it very much. We'll talk more basketball. Kurt Darling from the IHSA Champions Radio Network had the play-by-play call on the 4A championship. And, Kurt, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. And you were treated to a pretty solid basketball game between Ben Davis and Kokomo tonight.
Well, yeah, and what made it even more solid was being able to call it with the man you were just talking to, Pete Smith.
Right.
He certainly made it easy to do tonight. And, no, and it was particularly special for me, Coach, because obviously I came from the Ben Davis WBDG program coming up. And so it was really kind of really special for me to be able to get assigned this particular game for the Ben Davis Giants as well as Kokomo. But still, you know, calling it right down the middle, Coach, you know, it was a fantastic game. as Coach mentioned, though, at the beginning, Kokomo had the first blood. They got out 2-0, but Ben Davis, you know, their press was just completely outstanding tonight. They really made it difficult for Kokomo to move it up and down the floor. In fact, just to show you how hard that was, Flory Badunga, he only had 6 points at the half. Just 6 points. Mm-hmm. That's it. And that goes to show you how tough they really played defensively. And Zane Doughty really did a good job. He had 12 points at the half. He finished with 20 tonight. But, you know, what makes this so special for the Ben Davis Giants is the fact that it's their fourth state championship ever, but also they have 33 wins in a row, putting them second for single-season wins in a season all-time behind Vincennes from 1921 and 22. And just overall, Don Carlisle becoming the fourth coach in history to win it as both a player and a coach. So really special night for the Ben Davis Giants, but you got to cap it off to the Kokomo Wildcats as well. Kokomo, even though they're losing 5 seniors off of this squad, they're still going to be keeping their best player, Flory Badunga, for next year. So it'll be interesting to see what Coach John Peckinpah does with the squad next year for the Wildcats.
You know, I ran into Coach Steve Witte, who won multiple championships as the Ben Davis head coach in between games when I was at Gainbridge today. It's great to see him. And he was so happy and so proud. You know, obviously Don played for him and won in the championship runs. And he had great things to say about the team. You can't help but have great things to say about a group that goes 33-0 and wins the state championship playing the schedule they've played. I mean, they play in one of the best conferences in the state. They play a great, great schedule, and they beat everybody. And I think that underscores how good this group really is.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, they play a really tough schedule. They average 66 points a contest. But keep in mind, Coach, they had a really tough draw going through the postseason as well.
Right.
They were down at the half to Brownsburg in the semi-state before coming back to winning that game. So it's not like they've gone 33-0 and rolled over everybody. They're a battle-tested squad, this Ben Davis Giants team. And Coach Don Carlisle put it best. This is my group this year, because obviously he talked about, you know, the season before kind of inheriting some of what was left over from when Mark James left. But now he said this has been his group that has bought into what he wants to do, and it really paid off for him this year.
A great thrill for you. How cool was it for you? I forgot you were with BDG. What a big-time thrill to call the championship for your alma mater.
Well, and my alma mater is Brownsburg, technically, but I spent half of my day in high school going to the Area 31 Career Center to start my broadcasting career at Ben Davis. And so I'm basically kind of two alma maters, I guess, for lack of a better phrase. But still, you know, I learned a lot from John Easter there at WBDG, and I was able to run into the current students there and get a picture with them and talk to them. And to be able to call a Ben Davis Giants game for the first time probably in about 5 or 6 years or so. I've gone back for a couple of alumni broadcasts, but still, it was really special to be able to call a state championship game for a team that I was very familiar with growing up when I was a young broadcaster. And so when Heath Shanahan signed me that game, I was very, very appreciative. And so certainly appreciative to the IHSAA to be able to be a part of that thrill here tonight.
Kurt Darling from the IHSA Champions Radio Network on the call of the Ben Davis win and the Northwood win. Thanks, Kurt. I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Coach. You too.
We'll continue to talk about the championships at Gainbridge Fieldhouse with the man who is the best at what he does. Not a lot of us get a chance to say that, but he can. Greg Rakestraw joins us from, where do I start, the ISC television network. Today, the IHSAA Champions Radio Network. Greg similarly has the call of Ben Davis's championship. He was working today with Mike Broughton on the television broadcast. Greg, thank you. I know you've had a very long day. I appreciate the call. What an impressive win for the Giants tonight.
Well, I have been fortunate enough. I was on the call of 15 Ben Davis games this year, and they were such a pleasure to watch. They're the devil to play, and I mean that in the nicest way possible. And I want to give Kokomo the ultimate credit. I saw a look in Ben Davis's eyes in the third quarter that I had not seen at any point in time this year. They were shook offensively. You know, when Flory kind of got going, when a couple of whistles went against Ben Davis, you could tell the offense, and when Zane Doughty left the game, the offense really slowed down for Ben Davis. But as they had done in every kind of challenge this year, when Kokomo got it to a three-point game, Ben Davis found a way to answer, and they held Kokomo to 4 points in the first 7 minutes of the fourth quarter to put that game away and cap off one of the most remarkable seasons in the history of Indiana high school basketball. And that's not hyperbole. That's how good this, right. this Ben Davis team was.
All right, Greg, can you hang through this scoreboard update?
Absolutely, I can.
We'll come back with Greg Rakestraw on Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. What a tournament it was! All coming to an end this evening at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Your champions, Indianapolis Lutheran from Class A, crushing Southwood 97-66, their first state championship on the boys' basketball side in school history. Then in 2A, Fort Wayne Blackhawk, their third championship in the last four seasons, 52-45, beating Linton Stockton, handing Linton just their second loss of the season, by the way. Then after the afternoon break, they came back with 3A at 6 o'clock. Instant classic in overtime. Northwood outlasting Caron Catholic, 66-63, 28 points for Cade Brenner on his way to Huntington to play for Corey Alford next season. 4A. Ben Davis beating Kokomo 53-41. You'll continue to hear about that one from Greg Rakestraw here momentarily. Ben Davis now four-time state champs, 1995, 1996, and 2017. As for the NCAA tournament, one half of the Final Four is set. Florida Atlantic, Dusty May, the former Indiana Hoosier student manager, taking his Owls to the Final Four, 79-76, beating Kansas State. And then just going final a few moments back, Gonzaga, getting crushed, demolished, whatever you want to say, by UConn. 82-54, UConn started the second half on a 13-2 run. Dan Hurley's team going to the Final Four. The rest will be set tomorrow. Creighton, San Diego State at 220. Miami and Texas at 505. Pacers lose tonight, by the way, to Atlanta 143-130. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Greg Rakestraw rejoins us from the IHSA Champions Television Network, and also you hear Greg and see Greg on the ISC Sports Network, my broadcast partner on IUPUI basketball, also the voice of the Indy 11. This show only has a limited amount of time. I can't go through your whole resume here, but. Greg did the 3A and 4A championships today at Gainbridge. All right, you talked about Ben Davis. Let's talk about Northwood and their dramatic win over Caron Catholic. This was that classic, instant classic type of matchup. This was a great, great game, Greg.
Correct, and I am so impressed by both teams. From a Northwood standpoint, I had the pleasure of seeing them at the Hall of Fame Classic, and they were clearly the best team outside of 4A all year. You know, they weren't a very deep team, but the five or six guys they play are all really good. You've got Cade Brenner going to play at Huntington, 28 points, 23 of those in the first half. The other five didn't come until overtime. Ian Rosh is going to play at Grace. He kind of took a secondary role offensively to start the game because Brenner was going off, but he made so many big free throws and really almost kind of played a point forward role at times for Aaron Wolf's team this year. Tyler Rosh, probably the highest-end prospect because of his size at 6'8". There were a good amount of mid-major coaches there at tonight's game, and I got a feeling some of those guys were there to watch Tyler play in that 3A championship game. And then Ethan Wolf, coach's son, who is a junior. He and Tyler are back for this team next year. That hit three big threes, including one of those in overtime. Northwood has had a really good program for a long time. Their issue has been, you know, could they get past Mishawaka Marion or some of the other great teams in 3A? They've won a sectional 9 of the last 12 years, but this was the first time they had gotten past the regional round in 16 years. So they were impressive, as I thought they would be. Garen Catholic got down by 11 in the fourth quarter and just kept. They had one possession tonight, and it was in overtime. They just kept battling. It was such a when so many folks across the state were focused on Kokomo and Ben Davis, you know, it was tough for those kids to kind of wrestle away the spotlight, and for 2 hours they absolutely did.
Just a fun day of basketball to have those two games as your evening session in front of what everyone is saying a sold out arena. That caps off, you know, what our championships are supposed to be about, that type of crowd support, that type of interest, that type of intensity, and the level and quality of the games played is supposed to be. We don't often get that. Sometimes we get great disparities in scores, and we think are going to be great matchups. Don't turn out to be that way. But with the exception of the 1A game with a very powerful Lutheran win over a gutty Southwood team, this was a fantastic day of basketball.
Yes, it was. You know, the 2A game, I probably thought Linton was going to win it, but I thought it would be as competitive as it was. I thought because Garen Catholic had good length and good experience that they could hang with Northwood. That didn't look like it was going to be the case in the first quarter. It turned out to be that way for the rest of the game. And again, even though Ben Davis won, and they deserve every plaudit you can give them, at 33-0, the second most wins in the history of Indiana basketball in a single season. Soak that in for a second. Only one team 100 years ago has won more games in a season than Ben Davis just did. But I can't tell you how well Flory Badunga played and how well Kokomo played. And again, what they did in the third quarter against Ben Davis, having seen BD as often as I have this year, nobody made Ben Davis look like that. And Kokomo hung with them for longer in that game than I think many people did. It was a wonderful year. And it was a tremendous exclamation point the way the day was capped off by eight teams at Gainbridge Fieldhouse today.
Well, speaking of a tremendous year, it's been another tremendous year of basketball. 29th year we've done it on Indiana Sports Talk. And you've been there literally from the beginning. And I can't do it without you. You understand that. And what a great way for me, I think, to wrap up a fantastic season of basketball and have you as one of our final guests of the evening. We're going to talk about soccer. We got plenty of other things to talk about, but great night of basketball made better by having you on the show. Greg Rakestraw, thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend.
You got it, buddy. And then a preview of coming attractions. Brian Rebion, 62nd minute goal. Indy 11 wins 1-0 at Detroit City this afternoon. Indy 1-0-1 to start the year. Their home opener against the Las Vegas Lights is next Saturday night, which means I'll be talking to you about 9:45 next Saturday night.
I will look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Greg.
See you, Coach.
Greg Rakestraw, the best at what he does. Max Gilley joins me from WBDG. Max, I'm so happy you called. What a great night to be a Giant, and you're right there front and center making the call on the game. What a big thrill for you. What a big thrill for the Giants tonight.
Yeah, it was one a heck of a game for sure. We clearly saw that Ben Davis has been undefeated for a reason, but we also saw that Flory Badunga is the real deal. He struggled in that first half, but, man, he just played really well in the second half. He just wasn't enough. It really felt like Kokomo was all in on Flory Badunga, and that just was not enough to stop this Ben Davis team.
Well, this Ben Davis team has a senior class that is very, very good. Obviously, one of the most successful senior classes to ever play in the storied history of that program. And too much for Florey to overcome by himself. But it was still, you know, this was a great game between two teams that just went at each other for the full 32 minutes.
I mean, that's exactly what you want to see in a state championship like this. Yes, I know the final score, Giants win by 12, but truly, Kokomo hung up with Ben Davis throughout this entire game. Xavion Bellamy starts out well for them, but I just can't say this enough. What a great way to get to end what has been truly a great basketball season in the IHSAA.
Oh, I agree with you. I echo your sentiments 100%. These were great games, and you know, to go and through the season that Ben Davis had, 33 wins, is fantastic, especially with the knowledge that they play one of, if not the most difficult schedule in the state, and everybody gearing themselves up for that matchup, yet they won all of those games, including the championship. That's a phenomenal accomplishment.
It is. I mean, and when we look at this Ben Davis team, there can be nights where someone will struggle, and then three more guys step up in their place. This roster as a whole is one of the best that we've seen in a while, and we saw so many different games against so many different teams, but it wasn't just exactly one style of Ben Davis that we see. Some days we'd see small ball, other times we'd see, hey, there was just a main focus on Zane, but if he'd get in foul trouble, they'd have 3,000. It felt like almost other Giants just step up for him.
Well, it's a championship that's well-deserved for the Ben Davis Giants. They win the 4A title tonight, 53-41 over Kokomo. From WBDG, Max Gilley, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, and congratulations on you for the honor of being able to call the championship for your high school. Max, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too, Coach. You too.
Thanks very much. Coming up, we're going to, you know, talk a little more basketball, recap the day. What a fun day. Once again, so we've done this 29 years, and I always love this weekend. It's a great weekend for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is, you know, I'm huge in terms of my love for the sport. And it's also an emotional day for everybody around the state, you know, and my congratulations to those teams who won the championships. My congratulations to those teams who weren't fortunate enough to win it. Because, you know, to play for a championship is the goal. And you got a chance to do what a lot of other teams have not had the chance to do. And put all this into perspective, 113 years of basketball. We played for championships in our state. We'll come back. Final scoreboard update of the night coming up with Brendan King and more basketball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk, the final of high school basketball season here on IST. It's been a great time bringing it to you. One more to go. Let's recap it one more time. The IHSAA Boys Basketball State Finals. 1A, Indianapolis Lutheran, 97, Southwood, 66. In Class 2A, Fort Wayne Blackhawk defeated Lytton Stockton, 52-45. In overtime from Class 3A, Northwood outlasting Guerin Catholic, 66-63. And in Class 4A, we got the highlight. Let's check in with Kurt Darling, Ben Davis, and Kokomo.
5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that will do it. The perfect moment for a perfect season. The Ben Davis Giants are your Class 4A state champions.
Current with the call, 53-41, Ben Davis, 4th state championship in school basketball history on the boys' side, 95-96, 2017, and now 2023. Again, your Mental Attitude Award winners from Class A, Southwoods, Cole Weiner. 2A was Nathan Frady from Lytton Stockton. Ian Roush from Northwood took home 3A's Mental Attitude Award. And Shane Spear from Kokomo in Class 4A. One half of the Final Four in the NCAA tournament set. Florida Atlantic beating Kansas State today, 79-76. UConn crushing Gonzaga, 82-54. Tomorrow, Creighton, San Diego State at 220. Miami and Texas at 505. Enjoy it, everybody. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Kip Westner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine joins us to talk about the day at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Four great state champions were crowned this afternoon and this evening. And Kip, thanks for your time. Just give me your general impressions on the day at Gainbridge Fieldhouse for the championships.
Well, I think everyone was looking forward to that Ben Davis-Kokomo game, but Pete Smith and Greg Rakestraw said, that 3A game, the way Garen Catholic came back and just rallied and showed their grit, that was an impressive comeback, and Northwood held on. I mean, Northwood has been the best team in Class 3A all season, and they showed it again tonight. And that Linton Fort Wayne Blackhawk game, it was a
great game.
Like a tale of two halves. You knocked
really
down
shots
in the first half for Linton, and
right.
Had an 11-point lead, and things were going well. But boy, Blackhawk was just steady. They just continued to play. We've been talking about this Kellen Pickett, sophomore, 6'8" for Fort Wayne Blackhawk, and he was outstanding again today. And Lutheran really. They flexed their muscle in that second quarter because I think they had 36 points, and that was, the difference in the game. Obviously, they scored 97 or whatever it was.
They were impressive, yeah.
When you score 36 in a quarter, it adds up pretty quick. But the Hoosier Basketball Magazine had a pretty good day, I guess, for the season. Ben Davis, we had them ranked number 2 behind Cathedral. The Cathedral was the 4A champion last year. We had Northwood number 3 in Class 3A. We had Fort Wayne Blackhawk number 6, and we had Indianapolis Lutheran 13th. So all four of the teams, unlike last year when Providence kind of came out of nowhere and really stormed through the South 2A.
Right.
We had all four champion teams ranked, and with the NCAA tournament, it's hard to project and pick winners. We've all learned that with our brackets with NCAA.
Right.
So I guess 4 ranked teams is pretty good for 2023 in the Hoosier Basketball Magazine.
All right, how many of these kids that we saw this weekend will be with you tomorrow at Marion at 1:00 for the top 60 workout?
Well, it's like we've talked about, nine of them have been invited. I hope we have a good turnout of those kids from today's games. But, we used to have this in April, the next weekend.
Right.
For the 8 teams that played today, having the top 60 senior workout on Sunday after the state finals is not ideal. However, for the state overall, it's by far the best day to have it. But Ben Davis with Butler and Dowdy and Sharp, those 3, and then Bellamy from Kokomo. So 4 in that 4A game. And then, of course, the Gage Stefton from Fort Wayne Blackhawk.
Mm-hmm,
so there'll be a large contingency of players you've seen this weekend, but more importantly, just the players across the state, Division I talent, unsigned players looking for an opportunity, red, blue, yellow, green t-shirts from Pacesetter Sports, and we'll all be at Marion. We'll all be at Marion University at 1:00 tomorrow. So, it's the 35th year of Hoosier Basketball Magazine's Top 60 Senior Workout. And you are a key contributor to the Top 60. It used to be the Top 40 with 10 all.
That's right. That's right.
And so there were 50 players in the Top 40. And you and some others convinced Gary that, look, you need to just have your – it's like having 14 teams in the Big Ten or something crazy like
right.
that.
Right. So. I shamed him into doing it, quite frankly, and I remember making fun of him all the time, saying that he didn't know how to add or subtract, but it'll be a great day. Kip, I'm glad you called, glad you had a good time. Get out to Marion tomorrow, 1:00, see the top 60 workout. It'll be fantastic. Kip, thanks for all you do for me and for Indiana Sports Talk, and have a great day tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Coming up, final break, final thoughts. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Brendan King, last time for this week. Great job today. Thanks for all you do for the show.
Coach, thanks, man. You know, I always appreciate you having me and excited for one more weekend together before baseball. So let's make it a great one.
So you're going to have fun, are you not? You should be. I know you're understandably and should be excited for the upcoming South Bend Cubs season.
There's a lot to be excited about, Coach. I think number one is that we're going to have our banner raising in our home opener,
right,
which is on April 12th. We start on the road for three games. So on April 7th and 8th, I'm going to call you from Davenport, Iowa. So we're going to open with a three-game series, and we'll have the banner raising. But, yeah, I mean, a lot to love. I think we're going to get a decent amount of returning guys from the championship team, at least to start the season. So it'll be good to catch up with them. And then, like I told you last night, our manager, Lance Reimel, is really kind of being groomed in the Cubs organization. He's a young guy. He's only 32, and he's won back-to-back championships. He won with us last year, then the previous year in the Arizona Fall League. So he is a talented guy, and I think there's a lot to like about this year.
Well, there's a lot to like about a day of basketball tomorrow to figure out who all's going to be in the Final Four. And Connecticut just unloaded on Gonzaga. 28-point win, the biggest winning margin at that level, at that round of the tournament. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, I don't know if that stat is – I think you're right on to something, Coach. I don't know for sure, but I can tell you that just watching the end of that game and watching the start of the second half, UConn blew the doors off of Gonzaga. And, you know, after Gonzaga played such an emotional game against UCLA to get to the Elite Eight,
right,
you don't know if maybe they used all of their might to get to this point. But if one thing's for sure, UConn was ready, and they're going to be a tough out. I was reading, somebody had tweeted all the teams and all the coaches that Dan Hurley has beat to get to the Final Four. He's beaten Rick Pitino. He's beaten Randy Bennett from St. Mary's. He's beaten now Mark Few. I mean, that's not easy to do. And UConn's going to be a really tough out.
They really are. All right. You did a great job. You and Brad Huber, the A team. It's always fun to work with you two guys, Brad Brad getting ready for race season. He's fired up. You're getting ready for baseball. I'm getting ready for Florida. So we're all having a good time. Brendan, thanks. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, everybody, that wraps up the basketball season. 29 years we've done this show. Every year, football, basketball, great seasons, another tremendous year. I want to thank all the media members who take the time to call the show, all the coaches. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to. Great job, as always, by Brendan King and Brad Huber. Thanks so much to the great stations around the state that bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. And always, always know that we appreciate you listening and making us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.